McCown yelling to the offensive line. Hartline comes closer to the line. Third down, McCown back to pass. Throws, end zone, touchdown! It's Bonage again!
He is amazing.
16-13.
Used to say he was blue collar. He's blue chip.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Skur, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're going to go back to the phone lines before we hear from Josh McCown, the quarterback of your Cleveland Browns. Devin in Concord, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Excellent. Good? Thank you.
I just want to make a quick comment before my main subject. A real quick comment is, you know, we're not going to win many games giving up 150 yards rushing. I mean, it's all week, every single week. And, you know, you look over at Dan Campbell over there in Miami, and he changed the culture in 2 weeks. I mean, they ran for 180, and they stopped Tennessee rushing for 63 yards. So it can be done. You know, Pettine comes in with blunt force trauma. I'm not seeing any of it. Anyways, okay, so my real call is, you know, the league is littered with quarterbacks that have been in the league for 4, 12 years that can get hot, that can put up big numbers, that can do some nice things. But like you said, Matt, you know, when it comes down to making a play to win the game, they're backups for a reason. And I love Josh. Gamer, tough, big arm, can put together some good numbers, can do the things. But when it comes down to it, to win a game, it's not there. That throw at the end of regulation was a rookie throw. I mean, what are you doing? And then taking those sacks in OT, you can't do that. You're a 13-year vet. I mean, aren't you supposed to make the calls on the blocking schemes? You saw that blitz coming. So my point is, the last time we had a guy, like you said, Matt, that went for the dagger, that went for the play, that actually made a play, was Johnny against Tennessee. They only had him throw the ball 15 times that game. Then on 3rd and 7, when he had to have it, what did he do? He made a play. And he had Duke Johnson in the flat. He didn't throw it to him for 12 yards. He went for the dagger. I mean, why this guy is not playing is beyond me. We're not winning anything with Josh. We know what we have. One thing's for sure, we do not know what we have with Johnny. Is that, I mean, don't you guys buy that or no?
I do agree with you on that one. And as far as Josh, this is what I'll say. You're driving against Oakland. He throws the interception at the end trying to make a play, so that one he doesn't. San Diego, he made every play you could possibly want your quarterback to make to put the team in position to win. The touchdown, the two-point conversion, everything, driving him down. He did nothing wrong. And that one, the defense let him down. Against Baltimore, he did everything again that he had to do to win. And this one, he had an opportunity. And they went negative 3 plays in a row. The offense didn't live up to billing, but this was against the number one defense in the NFL. I think we are getting to the point eventually, depending on how things go the next few weeks, where it is going to be Johnny time. Because I believe that it is imperative that you get out of this season knowing what you have with Johnny Manziel at quarterback. Now, Johnny is not doing himself any favors, Devin, when he goes out and has issues off of the field. Now, it turned out no charges were filed. It also turned out that, you know, the Browns were aware and that it does not seem to be nearly as concerning to them as it does to others in the fan base. However, these are the things that he needs to take care of before you would expect them to say, hey, we're just going to turn the reins over to Johnny Manziel. Do you know what I mean? So I think that, Josh, you make valid points, and that's why I said from an organizational standpoint, even myself weeks ago, I personally would have made the switch to Johnny, but Josh McCown has played incredibly well over the last 4 weeks, and this was obviously the worst of the four, but there are bigger things at play here than the quarterback position as to why the Browns are not winning these football games. And I would say it starts with their inability to stop the run and defensively to generate those big plays. Now, you could say, hey, what are you talking about? They just got 3 interceptions. In this game, the defense, while they did give up 150 on the ground, 0 sacks, only 2 tackles for loss, only 2 negative plays on the day, they did have the 3 turnovers, but so did Denver. The defense did enough. 4 of 18 on third downs they held Peyton Manning to. That's fantastic. But this was ultimately a different game. This is more what you expected to see from the Browns. You know, it was a lot like the Indianapolis game a year ago. Very good defense, puts them in a position to win. The offense couldn't get it done just yet. And that's where we were. This was different, though, than the three games prior to what we just saw against the Denver Broncos. Danny in SoCal, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, getting back to winning and losing, you know, winning, I think, is an attitude that we got to get back to, including the whole city, the fans, everybody. It's all about the attitude. I mean, there's a coach in this division who went for a touchdown down by three with 2 seconds left in the game. Okay, that's the type of attitude I'm talking about, like getting into the red zone, not accepting field goals. And what I'm saying, I mean, losing has become an art form in, with us, but we got to get into winning. And I'm talking about up front, it's with the players, putting them in a position to win. They're at their position every single time. Like you guys were saying, the slant was there all the time. You know, Robert Turbin shouldn't be running a play for Duke Johnson. And, you know, it just putting the players that we have, you know, I agree with Reg and Youngstown. I mean, we had players, we have, you know, Deion Lewis, we couldn't figure out a way to use him. Look how he's being used.
To be fair with the Deion Lewis one, and just because it system to system matters, Deion Lewis was great for what the Norv Turner offense would have been. But when Norv Turner left and Kyle Shanahan came in here, you remember how little we threw the football to the running backs last year? That's just his scheme that you didn't have. Deion Lewis didn't fit that. Deion Lewis fits that spread offense they're running in New England, and he would have fit what we were doing with Norv Turner very well. It was very unfortunate that he broke his leg. But that I wouldn't put that on the personnel people, because if you have a coach who's just not going to utilize a player, now granted, you could say the coaches need to tailor their system to the players, but at the same time, this is Kyle Shanahan. He's got his system. Now, he is starting to utilize Devontae Freeman a little bit more out of the backfield down in Atlanta, but that is typically not something that is big in his particular system.
How about the zone running? Are we going to get back to the zone running that really worked well for us last
year? We are
year?
Doing it. We're primarily still a zone running team. We still primarily run inside zone and outside zone. We do run some straight power runs, but for the most part, we are still a zone running team. It's just we are not being as effective as we were a year ago, because I don't know if the offensive line is not generating the push that it used to, if it's just another year on some of those guys on the offensive line, if defenses are just fully committed to it because despite what Josh McCown has done, they still don't believe in it. Now, he's played very well, but we'll see if that changes going forward. Nate in West Salem, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm just as upset as everybody else is today about what occurred, but I'm looking at it saying we are so close from being on the other side of the 50-50 result here,
yeah,
that I am wondering what could be the radical thinking outside of the box thing that maybe Ray Farmer could do. That could we make a trade? Could we get somebody in here to help us immediately right now with the run defense? Because I'm convinced it's going to be one thing. If we could just improve in one single area, we have a chance to flip these games. I'll listen to your take.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all that it should be one thing now. But remember, the radical thing they did was take a nose tackle 12th overall in the draft with Danny Shelton. You drafted Xavier Cooper. You brought in Randy Starks. So a lot was done up front. And you know, we'll talk, Matt, when Matt gets back in here in a second, we'll talk with Matt about it. But there are certain things that he sees from a schematic standpoint that he thinks is hindering the run defense. But right now, I don't think there's a magic fix out there, if that's what you're asking for, because that was supposed to be, let's not forget, Danny Shelton. And Danny Shelton, I think, is struggling a little bit in his adjustment to the NFL. We saw some flashes against the Ravens, which was great to see. But I do think we still are seeing a little bit of some struggles out there for Danny Shelton and for certainly this defensive front. That's been arguably probably the most disappointing thing, because that's what was supposed to be taken care of, right? That's what the fix was. That's what we had. People come in here. Jim O'Neill came in here and banged the tail. We will stop the run this year. We will stop the run this year. And that has not yet happened. Five of the six games over, we've seen so far, five of the six games, we've already seen over 150 yards rushing against this defense. The Browns are going to have to do better. When we come back, we're going to hear from the quarterback, Josh McCown, who certainly took what happened at the end of that game against the Denver Broncos very, very personally right after this.